This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to rub some people the wrong way, I imagine, but higher education is a business. And right now, that business is in a tough spot. Refunds for the semester now ending. Enrollment for semesters yet to come unknowable right now amid an overall shift away from campus and toward Zoom and technology and the like. And so the education technology company Chegg is having, as they say, a moment. Dan Rosenzweig is the CEO of Chegg. Dan, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Kai. It's been a while. How you been?
I've been well. Higher education, though, as you know, is sort of in a different plane of existence. And let me just start with you as a guy in this field now, surveying education online, as so many parents and kids are doing. What's your gut telling you? What do you think?
Well, my gut's telling me that, like many things in life, crisis is like this sort of accelerate or accentuate a trend that's already happening, and then they become permanent. And so there has always been a desire to move education online. There's always been a desire to make it more affordable, to be able to actually allow the population that goes to college today, which is 25 years old, not 18 to 22. Most of them go to a state school. They have jobs. They have children. They need to be able to have education come to them. And so this is going to be a real wake-up call for higher education. And I think we're going to see some dramatic changes in the next few years.
Okay, next few years is great, but we got kids who need educating right now who can't get into a classroom. And I don't know what age your kids are. I span seventh grade to just graduated from college this past weekend. And I'll tell you, the past, what's it been, like 10 weeks? The education that they have been getting has been, you know?
Yeah, look, let's break it into two groups. Let's break it into where you have to homeschool, and that has been really difficult for parents to do, and the curriculum wasn't ready for it, the technology wasn't ready for it, the schools didn't invest in it. In higher education, it's even more difficult, because for years, higher education has argued against putting anything online because they wanted to be able to charge the high rates of coming to college. Colleges are going to open up no matter what, because economically, it's an imperative for them. The question is, if they do it, will they do it on campus, online, or both? And will anybody come? And so I think we're going to see, you know, I've been predicting, not happily, by the way, that about 20 to 25% of colleges are going to go bankrupt, that the schools with the best endowments are going to take all the full payers, and we're going to have a lot of schools in the middle who are going to be struggling financially.
So there's going to be a winnowing. That's what I hear you saying, right?
I think it's going to be quite significant. We heard the mayor of Ithaca this morning on CNBC saying that Cornell, which has a $7 billion endowment, if it doesn't open, the town of Ithaca is going to be in deep trouble. And Wells College, which is an all-women's college in upstate New York, if they don't open this semester, they've already said they're never going to open again. So we're going to see a change, and it's going to be dramatic, and a lot of schools just aren't going to make it.
It is, we have to point out here, a business opportunity for you and your company, right?
Yes. It's not the one we were hoping for, but it is the one that that's in front of us, which is nobody would want to see what we're seeing. But we have been predicting for 10 years that if colleges didn't increase their curriculum to be more job-ready curriculum, and if they didn't lower their prices, and if they didn't use technology to the advantage of the student, why is it that schools have not adapted to what the needs are of their communities? And so this is going to be a forcing function for state schools and for community colleges. And I think the aftermath might be great, but the short term is going to be devastating to a lot of schools, a lot of faculty, and unfortunately, a lot of students.
Do you suppose there's a chance, last question, Dan, and then I'll let you go. Mm-hmm. Do you suppose there's a chance that we get through this, whatever through it looks like, and everybody goes, phew, okay, let's get back to education the way we used to do it?
No. I don't think, first of all, I don't think families will allow it. I don't think people will pay the price that they've been paying. I don't think people will put the same value on dorms and food. I think there's going to be an acceleration given the job losses from learning to earning. No way in the world it goes back to what it was, and no way that it should.
Dan Rosenzweig, he's the CEO of Chegg. Dan, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time and your thoughts.
Thank you, as always, and appreciate it, and stay safe.